you matter to somebody. They know all your warts and they love you anyway. True family and friends are those who know about you and love you anyway. They are the ones who are walking into your life when everybody else is walking out. I can still hear the laughter. We rejoiced with others who rejoiced. We mourned with those who mourned. There was a security and a comfort because we belong together. And there was something sacred about that. There is a clue to the meaning of the universe. And profoundly speaking, the meaning of Christmas at this time. Oftentimes I have said in both weddings and funerals about the power of family. Family is supposed to be the closest place to heaven on earth. I realize that it can also be the closest place to hell on earth for some of you. I'm really sorry about that. I know that there are more scars placed on a person's individuality in an unhappy home than in any other place. But with that reality a part of what we're talking about tonight, and I know some of you will be hurt by some of the past memories of bad things that happened in your family, you still need to celebrate the reality of family as God intended it, where there is to be love and communication and affirmation and safety and security and belongingness. All the things that something deep within us cries out for. And is a clue that will only be met ultimately in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. Family. Now, as I was thinking about this, every truth that we experience in this life must have an absolute from which it comes. Must have an ultimate from which it came. It can't just simply appear. C.S. Lewis was right. Everything in creation that God created is to give you clues and point towards the meaning of why you are here. If you look out over an expanse of the beautiful ocean in eastern North Carolina, does it dazzle you about the infinite power of our omnipotent God? If you look back in a star-filled night and so many stars you can't even count them all and almost get dizzy thinking of the little speck you are, do you see the vastness and the glory of our God? I hope you do. Begin looking in this creation because God will speak to your heart about His reality, and He has done no less when it comes to the true meaning of family. There's no place like home. You can't wait to go on a vacation. You're not there any time at all. You want to go home. The most sacred and of all intimate relationships are experienced in the home. But I want to declare to you tonight where family came from. And saying that, it is possible that you're here tonight. You're not a believer in Jesus Christ. You're not even sure if a God exists. You wonder how can all the evil and the bad things happen in the world and a God really exists? How do we know that this Jesus came as God in human flesh and said all the things He said, did all the things He did, and really what He said about an eternal destiny is true? How do you know? Thank you, preacher. I know it's the preacher thing to say. I know it's your big season. It's Christmas. But I've got to tell you, I have a few struggles with it all. Well, you came to the right place. What if I told you, with no water in my glass, what if I told you that the Christian message, the Christian consensus, listen very carefully, the people of this church know this because they've heard it much, you might not have. The Christian consensus, the Christian worldview, is the only system of thought that gives an answer to where things that make life life came from. There is not another philosophy or world religion or system of thought that declares where the things that make life life came from. Only the Christian consensus. It's not the best worldview of several. It's the only one that answers all the larger issues of life precisely because it is truth. And Jesus declared a very absolute statement because He embodied absolute truth. And He said, I am truth. Where did personality come from? Where did communication come from? Where did relationship, love, belonging, sharing, all the things that really make life life, where did they come from? There must be an ultimate. There must be an absolute. And I'm here to declare to you tonight that the realities that make family family have existed eternally in the Godhead itself. And Jesus said, return me to that which we knew before any of you were here. Before there's any cosmos or the material universe. That sweet in a Trinitarian fellowship that depicts mysteries that are unfathomable. In a Trinitarian realities that I cannot begin to describe tonight. This personality and flow of relationship and love and communication and all the things that make family, family existed eternally in the Godhead. And as far as God was concerned, could have forever. I know you've been in some churches and you've heard it said, God was lonely, bless His heart. And He had to make us so that He would have some friends. Wow. Well, friends like us, who needs enemies, amen? Oh no. Don't ever talk about God and using the term insufficiency in any way ever. God was glorious and eternally happy. When God gives, He gives out of that which is within Him that does not demand a response from anybody out there. He loves you not because you deserve it, but because He chooses to love you and shower you with this glorious term and what this church stands for called grace. And ladies and gentlemen, God is so gracious, so given, has such a great Christmas spirit that He decided to share what He's always known, the family, with you. To include you. Isn't that something? It wasn't enough just to enjoy it Himself. No, He wanted to share it with you, the born-again ones, who had received Jesus Christ as His Lord and Savior. Do y'all believe this is God's book? Do you believe it's inherently true? Does it simply contain the Word of God, or is it the Word of God? Now, if I find something in here and read it, can I assume that y'all believe it? Well, good, because I've got a glimpse of what happened, Jesus Christ Himself speaking before He entered the womb of Mary. You didn't know that's in Scripture, did you? Listen to this. I've got it. See if you can interpret this any other way. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 5. Therefore, when Christ came into the world, He said. Well, He didn't want when He was a baby, did He? When Christ came into the world, He said, said to whom? To God. We have a glimpse in the portals of heaven of God the Son, the second person of the Trinity, fixing to come and fulfill His mission of incorporating a family of believers in Himself so that we might spend eternity with God. And He said, sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you prepared for me. With burnt offerings and sin offerings you were not pleased. Then I said, here I am. It is written about me in the scroll. I have come to do your will, O God. And thank you, God, that He did. So that's the origin of family. And the gift of family happened that Richard read about in Luke 2. Where it said, glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth, and goodwill to all who receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Now, I want you to understand something about your eternal, unbelievable significance. I've got some good news for you tonight, because I know some of you fear this, so you can take this home and rejoice about it. What if I told you you're never going to die? Look at him. It's about 3/4 just shocked. I'm going to have to give him a nitroglycerin tab just to get him through the evening. What if I told you you're never going to die? It looks like that from our side, but you're never going to die. You base that on what? Is Jesus' words good enough? How about these? He who believes in me will never die. And then he asks a question in the text that I ask you. Do you believe this? Do you? That's a response question. Very good. Good. You believe it. Now, Paul makes reference to this in a prayer in Ephesians 3. He says this, and this is going to be very meaningful for some of you who have lost loved ones. I kneel before the Father, from whom His whole family in heaven and on earth derives its name. See, part of the family is here. Part of the family is there. They are where we're going to be, and that very shortly. And once that family is united in our eternal destiny, I've got good news from you, from an old Southern boy way of saying it, the family circle will never, ever be broken again. Isn't that good? And it has special meaning for them. In fact, we're going to make a special recognition, and I want you to begin thinking right now during the candlelight service of all of you who have lost loved ones from the last Christmas to this Christmas. And this message I just shared with you tonight means a whole lot to me, because my best friend on the face of the planet has a terminal problem. And we're talking about it, and we're praying about it, and we're celebrating our friendship. But I want you to know, folks, regardless of what you've gone through or will go through in this life, I'm here to declare as flat-footed and firmly as I can, you have an eternal destiny. You are a ceaseless being with an eternal destiny in God's great universe. If I were you, I would say, hallelujah. Merry Christmas. You think about that as we celebrate the Lord's Supper.